Let's talk now about propaganda, the program by governments to manipulate people's thoughts and opinions. Right now, the use of propaganda by the U.S. government is only allowed when it's used in other countries. The Pentagon actually spends about $4 billion a year to sway public opinion in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. Evidence that it can be a lucrative weapon when fighting a war, especially when part of that war is an information war. Well, now the U.S. government wants to be able to use propaganda on its own people. This provision is buried deep within the $642 billion defense bill and would give the government overarching power to push television, radio, print, and social media onto the U.S. public. But why? Well, I'm joined now by Lucy Steigerwald, associate editor for Reason Magazine. And Lucy, we should mention this was actually a bipartisan effort. This was Texas Republican Mac Thornberry, Washington Democrat Adam Smith who put this together. Why on earth should the government be able to use propaganda?
Well, I mean, every awful piece of legislation is invariably bipartisan. It's kind of disappointing because Smith is the one who also helped Congressman Amash try to stop indefinite detainment, which is also the awful part of the NDAA. I mean, propaganda, you know, government is like anything else. They're trying to tell us what a good job they're doing, and, you know, it works to some extent.
Well, I mean, to what extent, though? Because if the Pentagon is spending $4 billion a year just on, you know, their propaganda effort, has it, you know, captured the hearts and minds of people in Afghanistan? Because that's not what I usually hear is going on in those countries that we've invaded. Where is this propaganda that we spend so much money on working?
That's a good question. I mean, abroad, in places where the U.S. actually came in with an army, I mean, I'm going to say that's going to be more compelling than mere words or posters or anything like that. If you see troops in your home, you know, that's going to be more convincing. I would think, at least.
Unless they're bringing you cookies, right?
Even cookies.
You know, the bill supporters say a couple of things. Say that this is needed for a few reasons. One of the reasons is the material is just too good. The material that's being used abroad is just too good not to be used here. They're also saying that new techniques are needed to help fight Al-Qaeda, which is, as we all know, a borderless enemy whose own propaganda reaches Americans. Talk a little bit about these reasons given for why this is a good thing.
Well, I mean, first, I don't think this is a good thing, but sort of to be a devil's advocate and to refer to some other opinions on this that I've read, some people might say that the U.S. should get a taste of what is happening in other countries. So, you know, sort of a way to bring wars home and bring home what U.S. policy is doing to other people. And maybe if we saw it, we might object more strongly.
But we're not talking about letting, you know, Iraqi propaganda in here. We're talking about U.S. propaganda on U.S. citizens. Well, why do you think it's bad? I guess let's get to the bottom of it.
Well, I mean, fundamentally, I mean, propaganda from government, it's you're being sold a product that you were forced to buy already. And, you know, you and I are paying for it, and it doesn't matter if we object to all of it or some of it. It's just, it's sort of adding insult to injury. And in the past, it has worked. I mean, the U.S., we have our First Amendment and all, but it has a history of active propaganda from government. Most blatantly, World War I, I mean, they had the office of censorship. They didn't shield anything. World War II. Same restrictions. I mean, it's better now, but you still have the Office of Drug Control Policy. You still have, you know, there's propaganda now still. And during Iraq and the lead up to that, there was, you know, a much more subtle type of propaganda. And maybe it's better even to have posters that say, fight the Hun, you know, just very like the kitschy propaganda, than to have, you know, State Department people on fake social networking and some of the controversies. It's been a while, but with Iraq and journalists selling the Bush line, I mean,
the weapons of mass destruction.
Sure, yeah.
I guess that, to an extent, was propaganda because it wasn't real and it was a message that they wanted to get people on board with.
And it was more underhand. It was more hard to spot then, you know, I mean, I guess it's, you'd like to think that people are more sophisticated now than they were when the, you know, Belgian babies on bayonets type thing, but I don't know. I mean,
well, it's tough too because we have Citizens United. So Citizens United says that corporations have the same right to speak and spend money on the same thing that people do. It's hard to say that the government shouldn't have those rights too, based on the fact that that's now the law of the land, according to the Supreme Court. So you know, I see that argument in terms of what is law, whether we like it or not. But let's talk more broadly, Lucy, about what's in these defense authorization bills. I mean, this was put in there along with, you know, more indefinite detention, along with prohibition of gay marriage at military installations. A lot of stuff, when you have a bill that's this thick, our lawmakers seem to put in a lot of stuff in there.
Yes, they do.
They just trying to get it passed, like pull a fast one on the Americans?
Yes. I mean, I have talked to people who work in offices that, you know, off the record type thing, but they sort of admit like the people aren't reading bills. I mean, and that at its core.
Even people who vote on the bills?
They don't know what's, I mean, they don't know what's in them, and there are these tiny debates, like if you heard about the trespass bill that was a recent controversy, and there are, you know, these minor word changes, and there's, or with indefinite detainment, let's go back to that. You know, there was the question, can Americans be detained or not? And fundamentally, like, if that's a question, if people who are even voting on it and deciding on it don't even know, I mean, that's fundamentally a problem in itself, even.
However, even if they would have read the bill, it's kind of vague in the bill. That's another kind
tactic
that's used, is using as vague language as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really interesting stuff. We think it's important to bring this out here and to talk about it and make sure at least people know that this is what their taxpayer dollars are going to, and to beware for the billboards and the you know, Facebook ads popping up that could be encouraging people to support their government. Very interesting. Lucy Steigerwald, Associate Editor for Reason Magazine. Thanks so much.
Thank you.